Hey everyone.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming out tonight. I know there was no workshops or anything beforehand, so we're all very thankful you all came out. We really appreciate it. So, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start. And our visions begin with our desires. These are the words of Audre Lorde, who was once a student and faculty member of CUNY at Hunter College. So friends and I were sitting in the Women and Gender Studies Library at Hunter College in early February last year. We're talking about this dream I had the night before, in which Hunter College was a skyscraper surrounded by vast mountains in the middle of nowhere. In this dream, some friends and I had taken over the building and created a long, long list of demands. We were sitting around in a circle in a conference room. The administration wanted to negotiate in a way that would compromise our goals, so we, of course, refused. Upon discussing this dream, we all realized we were unhappy with CUNY, and we were all willing to do something about it. On International Women's Day last year at Hunter in early March, a sign-up sheet was created that read, "If you are interested in reviving a unified CUNY student movement, sign here." The response was overwhelming and surprising. A huge group of people from the CUNY community had a first meeting 10 days later with alumni, students, and faculty from many different CUNY campuses. We asked ourselves what we wanted to come out of meeting together, to unify the students, faculty, and community of CUNY, but more importantly, how we would get there. The idea of putting together a social forum came up organically in these conversations, and eventually a list of demands was created. These were our demands. We demand an end to institutionalized sexism, racism, homophobia, and classism. This means providing funding and resources for groups that have been historically affected by and continue to be affected by institutionalized discrimination. We demand meaningful decision-making power by students, faculty, staff, and alumni, especially with regards to the allocation of funding and resources. We don't simply want to be told about budget allocation, we want to be a part of the process. Equalized distribution of funds between SUNY and CUNY by the state of New York, and an end to the gentrification of CUNY. We want an admissions policy that favors New York City residents, especially those coming from New York City public schools. We want programs in place to make this a reality. In light of the inequalities that face New York City public schools, we demand that programs be put into place to facilitate high school students' successful transition into four-year schools. And lastly, we demand that accessible information about the political and economic structures of CUNY be made freely available to all students and the community. We need this transparency in order to fully participate in all decision-making processes. These demands set the framework for this group, the CUNY Student Union. And so here I am today, one day short of 7 months later since our first meeting. The CUNY Social Forum has become a reality, a powerful gathering for us to all remember our histories, to understand what's happening now, and to strategize for the future of CUNY. How can we use this opportunity to learn, to network, and to effectively create the change that we want to see? The CUNY Social Forum is not the end goal. It's an opportunity for new conversations, new connections, and new ideas to form and take root. This is a beginning. And we are not in this alone. Adjunct rights, sex workers' rights, militarism, censorship, affirmative action, debt, these are few of the many issues being addressed at this forum, and they are all connected. The same issues we are facing at CUNY, residents of New York City are facing in their communities. And the same issues we are facing at CUNY are parallel to struggles around the world. Privatization, gentrification, racism, to name a few. We need to tackle these issues together and recognize that they are symptoms of a larger problem. And the CUNY community has such a rich history of resisting. The fight for open admissions, SLAM organizing against tuition hikes. It is important to remember and learn from this history. Thank those who came before us, learn from them, but thank those who are here today and who will continue fighting in the future for a CUNY that serves the people, then, I pose this question: what are our desires? And how can we manifest these desires into our visions and then into reality? So to begin, Hank Williams will be speaking.